Good day, October 7th, 2025. 1010 Beach is where we're starting from. We had a nice breakfast at the hotel. That also gets one started. And you never know what you're going to find this whole day. Is there going to be just one town? Maybe two? Maybe none? It's slim pickings. And you also need to be prepared for a breakdown and have things with you so you can sustain yourself for a while. It is a relatively heavy traveled road, so it's not that dangerous what I have been used to like 50 years ago, where you cross the Sahara Desert, there is no road, and maybe you see one or two vehicles on the whole day, if you're lucky. A whole different story this time around. It's good to know that things have improved. So we keep going on with four-lane roads. And this time we're traveling to Tarfafa. And that's a good place for a coffee stop. And every now and again we hit the coast really close. One of the things that they have here and that will continue for Western Sahara as well, which is in essence a disputed area, is they have people guarding the coast. Well, how much can you guard a coast that is elevated from the beach? It will be about 50 to 100 meters ruggedy coastline. It's pretty in places. And then you have little cabins where soldiers appear to be staying, like one at a cabin. I'd say between every 5 to 10 kilometers. I don't know what it'd be like to be hanging out in one of those places in the middle of nowhere for a very long time. But that is what those guys appear to be doing. So the next town we're aiming for is La Ayun. Or Layun, which is a little bit more away from the coast, and it sort of comes up all of a sudden. You drive through the absolutely nothing, rocks and the road and a little bit of traffic, and then all of a sudden there's the skyline. You see the city, and before you know it, you're in it. And then once you're in the city, it seems like that's what the whole world is. It appears that those people really live on an island in a way, because there's no place to go but the desert as far as leaving town, or you have to drive a few hours for getting to the next town. So we again found a hotel, the Saharian hotel, a relatively new one, 6 stories tall, where they had served breakfast on the 6th floor. A pretty tiny room. Everything is pretty tight. But they have their internet stuff down, so you can find them. And generally reasonably priced. For about $50 you can stay there. We were able to walk around town and had a conversation with some people. But it's really a little bit of French, if you're lucky. Most people really only speak Arabic and or Berber. Those are the main languages. And neither one does anything for me. I might know one or two words, like shukran in Arabic, but it's gonna have to be the French and occasionally a few English words to get us going. So we don't always get the answer on the questions that we are asking. We do like to wander around the places where all the shops are, and things really come to life in the evening. During the day, there's not that much going on. And all the shopkeepers and places, it has a good ambience. And even the kids get around later at night and play in the park. So again, thank you for coming along, and more tomorrow.